We spend over $500 million per year subsidizing TNTech. People don't know this. TNTech does not pay the National Gas Company for gas. It simply does not pay and has not paid for years. And it says it can't pay. That when it looks at its revenue from electricity bills and so on, and it looks at its expenditure, it can't pay for gas. It does not pay. So the government was required to enter into an arrangement to borrow in excess of $5 billion so that we could give that money to TIN, to the National Gas Company. Otherwise, National Gas Company would collapse because they're carrying that on their books all the time as income, but they're not getting it. So we had to resolve that. We also spend billions of dollars on fuel subsidies, bus transportation, chronic disease medication, the ferry service, the air bridge, and so on. Quite apart from all of that, COVID-19 has already cost us $4 billion in 2020, and our final estimates are closer to $5 billion. So that one thing I will say is that we have to look at these things. We have to look at the fact that we subsidize Wassa to the tune of over $2 billion a year. We subsidize TNTech to over $500 million a year. We spend over $500 million per year on GATE. And then we have billions of dollars per year on other subsidies, which I've just mentioned.